for our March 1 town board meeting. Normal monthly meetings. Today we have Patrick McCullough, Jared Giordano, and myself, Dale Finch, absent. Tonight is Doug Scannapico and Paul Bosberg are both excused. So first thing we got is minutes to be accepted from the February 1st meeting, town board meeting, and February 16th town board committee meeting. So do you need a motion to accept those minutes?
Motion.
Motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. No resolutions on the table so far tonight. So correspondence, we got County Resolution 7622, authorizing obtaining and furnishing election related materials for the year 2022. County Resolution 75-2022, chargebacks of elections related services and materials for the 2021 Catskills share is $11,199.80. Solicitation from Hudson Valley Office Equipment, just letting them let us know that we're out there if we needed any office equipment. Letter from Central Hudson regarding the dig safe, which we push that around to our highway superintendent and those that are
just a change of the name.
Pretty much a change of the name, and it also had some emergency contacts after hours just in case something went, especially in the fire department business or code office and such. Notice of the Village Catskill Planning Board hearing on February 28th regarding the conversation of a three-family dwelling to a five-family conversion. I'm sorry.
That's my fault. Sorry. Sorry.
Did I read it right then?
You did read it right. It was my misspelling.
I'm not the best at that. Thank you. Okay. So we're going from a three-family to a five-family dwelling on 218 Water Street at the, and they held that at the Roberts C. Antonelli Senior Center. Next correspondent, we have New York State Public Service inviting public comment regarding broadband assessment programs with the public statement hearing on March 2nd and the 3rd. And had a nice thank you letter from Patrick Duchesne, committing emergency medical services, Kevin McGee and Amy Kino, regarding a recent medical event. And we did forward that to the ambulance coordinator, and we also have put that in the OPS of the employees that were complimented and commended for their services. So, having said that, that's all we got. Continuing business. Just wanted to, I did talk with Sean. We are really getting close to doing it. We did send out an email about getting the fence up at the end of next week. They want to come in. Followed up with Sean. He said that he feels he can get that done, and he's ordered the bulldozer, and that's going to be delivered tomorrow. So we got a lot of progress down there.
Still broke.
Said it's going to look like Yankee Stadium, so I gave him a thumbs up. We'll see, but it's going to look, a nice progress has been made and a good effort by all those involved. Just to follow up on some of our continuing business, the school meeting regarding the summer recreation program is going to be held March 7th, which is Monday, and I believe we got Francis Spark. I think we have Natasha Law, and our representative is going to be Dawn Scannapico. They're going to meet with Dr. Cook regarding the summer rec program. New York Bridge program, we're still working on that. We got the RFP out, and we're going to go through a selection process, get that process moving forward as far as design and such.
That's just for game farm, right?
Just for game
farm. We're on the plan in Pennsylvania.
The plan is hopefully they come up with some more infrastructure money, and we can reapply, so. Yeah, I mean, the trouble with the Pennsylvania Avenue are from the layperson, you got the three culverts in there instead of one huge opening.
You see a big arch, arch bridge.
Right, and with everything. Yeah. Exactly. So nothing on that. Again, if I keep looking, if any New York State programs come out, we'll definitely be applying for them. And anything else that we need to discuss, the employment issues?
George wants to hire a full-time paramedic. He's going to try with it, but he also wants to post it and have letters of interest by him, to him, by Tuesday, March 15th.
That came in today as well. I think we're going to try, obviously, we're going to try with it, but he's going to post it because we do have a retirement, and that we'll probably do that next week. I don't think the effective date is yet on the one retirement that's going to have part regarding training programs, because I didn't make an effort to see what was out there for our planning and zoning board. So I'll scan that tomorrow and get that out to the planning board and zoning board chairs, so our members can continue their education and training for those awards. All right. Anything else that you'd like to cover?
Just a FYI, that HBO is doing some major filming in the village on Thursday. Some of it's going to be here on Water Street and Church Street. So I don't know if our employees are going to be affected at all. Because when they come in, they take over the whole wall.
So it's going to be on Water Street they're filming?
Church Street. They're going to be at Avalon.
Okay.
But they come in like an army.
Right.
So we'll have trucks out all over the place from Liberty Street, West Bridge Street.
I got a phone call. They're actually going to film on DeMond Street as well.
Yeah, DeMond.
So I did get a call from a couple of residents there. And I don't know what date that's going to be.
It's all Thursday.
This coming Thursday?
Yeah. So we'll just have to make sure that our parking is secured back there, that they don't come in. If they do give me a call, I'll have to wait for people to have to move. Well, yeah. But the problem is we're all
going to. Unless we can get them over to the records. But I don't know. It's going to be, when they come in, I agree with Patrick. I mean, it does take a lot of parking. And from one of the residents on the one street, that's exactly, you know, that's what they were again having to give up their driveway, and they were looking at. And I did make the offer, but it was quite a ways away. I said, if you get jammed up, you could always park in the back of our senior center for the day or something like that. But again, I think they're going to try to get parking through the school for tomorrow.
So, are you wanting an email sent out to employees?
Yeah, just
to let them
just
know.
That's happening.
Okay.
I'll forward you the email from Ethan.
Okay.
Looking
forward.
And this just came up. Another correspondence will be really caught up. Kirsten got an email from a representative from Deferred Comp was holding a presentation at the village on Thursday, March 10th from 12 to 2. He'll be giving a brief presentation followed up by a sign up for anyone that's interested. This will be held at the old courtroom on the second floor of the village hall. That went out to the department heads to Kirsten today. So any, you know, just on the record for our employees, if anybody's interested in learning more about their pension and deferred jobs. I think that we have it for the correspondence to new business. Anything else, Eric? Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, we're going to get it for personnel.
Do you have anything before we go to the executive session? Motion to go to executive session to discuss personnel matters to include the town clerk. Motion business will be conducted after the meeting. We'll adjourn.
Two weeks away.
Second by Patrick, all those in favor?